You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Meet Brandon. Brandon doesn't quite understand the power of email marketing and sales funnels, and he doesn't want to lose his customers to a company he loves either. No worries. Brandon is completely safe. The ATS JR Network will do most of the marketing for Brandon and make sure that every customer he brings into the company remains with him. Imagine having emails sent out to your customer every day that add value to their lives and makes them money. Also, imagine the company Brandon loves marketing to his customers while he's at work or asleep. Brandon's customer will purchase the next level of ATS while he's busy. Brandon may not understand sales funnels, but Brandon certainly understands how ATS keeps giving him pay raises monthly. At ATS, we take care of your business and financial goals with you. Join Brandon in ATS today.
There it is. All right, everybody. We're recording now. Antonio, stop being silly with your silly self. Hey, Tempest, what's happening? Yes, come on. We're recording. Take us away.
Hey. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Brick by Brick. Podcast with Antonio T. Smith Jr. and myself, Tempest S. Smith. I always forget to say this part, but if you're listening to this podcast, please do us a huge favor and like, share, rate, subscribe, do all that good stuff to help us remain a top podcast. Tonight should be fun. I think maybe not. Depends on what side of the fence you're on. Antonio.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Are you?
I am doing pretty good. Pretty good. I didn't get to see you this week, so fix that next week. I do appreciate if you oblige yourself with that. So thank you very much. But you were closing the big deal. That's why. Well, she was sick, and she was closing the big deal. No details. Just know that, you know, she's out here closing six-figure deals. you know, in her early 30s. So that's a pretty good thing. Congratulations. Come on, y'all. Y'all congratulate her for that. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. You are 30-something now.
I am 32.
32. 32. Okay. 32. All right. Well, congratulations. You've done a good job, and I'm so happy.
Thank you.
And I'm expecting a six-figure week this week.
I received it.
I am. So Grace and Deanna are going to have some serious whipping that's going to happen when we get into the office. So bring your snacks and your Oreos, whatever it is, because we're going after a six-figure week. We are. Good stuff. Good stuff. What's the topic, Tempest? That's it. I ain't gonna mess. I've already warned them on the last call that this call is gonna be emotional. We might as well go. Yeah. You wanna tell them what we're talking about?
So our topic tonight is breakthroughs don't come gift wrapped. Here's a word.
I got questions for you. I'm ready. I got questions. Can I just get started?
Sure.
All right. Why is let me shift the energy of this question. So the universe does things in the fastest, quickest, most harmonious way. You know this. But why do you think we ever panic when we're not getting what we desire, what we're praying for?
Because we don't operate in the fastest, quickest, most harmonious way. We like the struggle, right? We like the roughest, we like the quickest, but not in that sense. We like instantaneous blessings or instantaneous results. And I'm not pushing, let me do this disclaimer before I get started, because my practices may pop up a little bit, but I'm not pushing that on anybody. It's just me answering from my point of view. But I think we pray. But let me just use me. I pray and expect God to have it answered and worked out as soon as I say amen. Like as soon as I open my eyes, I need a breakthrough right then and there. So when God doesn't move on my timeline, then I have an issue. Then I get depressed. Then I say, you having a party? Then I say,
I got nieces and nephews. It's too much happening over here. Just keep on going.
Then I say, well, this isn't working, or God isn't, you know, I'm questioning God in my life. I'm questioning my relationship with God. Or I'm questioning, you know, my relationship with the universe. Or is the law of attraction really working? Or maybe it's not working for me. Maybe it works for everybody else. But when it comes to me, none of that happens. So we have my mom calls it a microwave faith, where we put something in and we want it to ding within seconds and be ready. But that's not how necessarily the universe works, because when you plant or seed, the flower don't come up, or the potatoes don't come up, or, you know, whatever. The tree don't become a tree 2 minutes after you put a seed in the ground. So we operate on our own time, or we do everything that we know how to do, and then we pray as a last resort. And because we put ourselves in a bind, now, God, you got to come through by, it's currently 8:06. You got to come through by 8:09.
Okay, you're going to put a pin in that.
The universe works.
You're going to have to come back to that one. That's worth opening up. That last thing you just talked about, praying as a last resort, you're going to have to come back to that one, okay? Well, we might have to come back to that one. You want to do it now? Is your energy there now?
Sure.
Go ahead.
You'll have to repeat what I said. Sorry.
Praying as a last resort, and now I got 3 minutes for you to work that miracle out.
Because we're smart, right? We are so intelligent. We got all of the answers. So we don't go to the universe first, and we don't go to God first. We go to our intellect first. We go to Facebook first. We go to Google first. And then when Google fails us and Facebook ain't getting the likes that we thought we were going to get and people ain't cash apping us the way that we had expected them to cash app us, then we say, okay, God, come in and do your thing, but do your thing in the next 60 seconds because I ain't got time to wait on you. But I had time to go through all of my other stuff, but I don't have time to wait for you.
All right, so let me throw you a lob here, because when you got 3 minutes left, 60 days left, what is your current vibration?
Suffering, poorness, everything but prosperity.
So you mean to tell me, according to what you're saying, and human behavior, most people pray from a defeated vibration?
Absolutely. It's somewhere so you can grow rich. I don't have my book with me, but it's somewhere in one of those later chapters where he talks about, I think he talks about praying as a last resort, right?
So basically, if vibration matters, if science is real and everything is in motion and everything is vibrating, if all that's real, because it is real, then basically, when you wait until you're in a state of desperation to begin praying, that praying getting past the ceiling.
Yeah, because the universe doesn't vibrate at... I don't have
desperation.
A good way of saying this. Because I was going to say poorness. God didn't create the world in a poor vibration.
All right, just let me throw a monkey wrench.
Or the Big Bang Theory didn't happen in a poor boom. It was a prosperous boom.
Watch yourself over there now. You watch yourself. A big deal got you on it today. You watch yourself over there, okay? But it's safe to say that if poverty exists, man has created it.
Yes, because, and again, I'm not pushing nothing on nobody, but if you flip in the Bible, there is a brother by the name of Jeremiah, and he writes, I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper not to harm you. It doesn't say plans to keep you poor or plans to put you through poverty. It says plans to prosper you and not to harm you. We put the harm on us and blame God. And then get mad because God ain't fixing our mess by the time the microwave goes off.
Ooh, you better hush. You better hush.
Uh-oh. So let's sell this track. Because I had questions, but I'm actively listening. And I may forget what I wanted to say because I'm actively listening, which is the point of actively listening. I should forget what I want to say because of actively listening. That's the point, y'all. Stop remembering everything you want to say because that's when you cut people off. That was for free. That was for free. They ain't got nothing to do with the subject, but that was for free. I promise you. Okay? That was for free. Let's go. But sound is pressing because prayer could be meditation, right? Just depends on, you know, how you want to rock that thing, right? Just depends, right? You can be a praying atheist. That's meditation. You can be a witch. That's meditation, right? All that stuff, right? Doesn't matter, right? Prayer is just a vibration, right? It's just centering yourself and calling upon something outside of you, manifesting this or attempting. Well, you know what? Somebody put in the chat manifestation for me, please, so I can open that up. Anywho, let's say stick with prayer real quick. Tempest, I must ask you, I must ask you, do we even need to pray? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. That's too much. Oof, that's too much. I went too far. Anyway, I'm sorry. You got to answer that. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You
got to answer that. That's a different conversation.
I'll answer, though. If someone can ask, do we even need to pray? Someone can put that in the chat to remind me to come back to it. I'll answer it. That's okay. I can take stones. I'll answer it. She's too pretty for stones. I'll answer it. Okay? I'll answer it. Thank you very much. Now, here's another thing about prayer, then. If we are praying, which is a good thing, good job for all of you who are praying, when should we pray then?
Is this for me?
Yeah, that's for you. Phil says in chat, we cannot not pray. He's correct, but I'm opening it up in a little bit. When should we pray?
I mean, you can pray all the time, but I have found myself praying when I am giving thanks, not when I'm asking for things.
Okay. Which explains why you are in a high level of prosperity. That totally explains that. Because those folks who always are thanking, the universe always gifts them things to be thankful for. Those folk always looking for a discount always only have enough money to need a discount. We're going to help somebody tonight. We're going to help somebody tonight. All right, back to this prayer. In your experience, okay, because no one can deny experience, in your experience, what percentage of people use prayer as procrastination?
Dare I say 100%.
Yeah, I was thinking something like 97. Ken put in chat 95. So me, you, and Ken, we are pretty much correct. Let me just pause real quick and let me just say this here to everybody. If, let's say you believe in God, okay? And that's cool. Cool if you do, cool if you don't. That's not this phone call. And to be honest with you, Tempest and I, that we don't care, right? Because, right, believe in you and believe in a good vibration. The rest of that stuff comes, right? The rest of that stuff comes. But nevertheless, let's talk about God for a second. Let me relieve you of pressure. If your God says, I'll be with you always, why are you praying over major decisions and waiting for an answer? I just said a whole lot. If your God already told you have dominion, why are you in a position of pause waiting for your God to give you permission about what he already gave you command over? I'm still talking right now, okay? I'll make that even more simple. If you go left, won't your God be with you? If you go right, won't your God be with you? When you made the greatest decisions of your life, wasn't your God with you? When you made the worst decisions of your life, wasn't your God with you? Yeah? When you were in jail, still there. Out of jail, still there. Doping up, still there. Not doping up, still there. to use prayer as procrastination. Oh, well, I'm going to pray about it, and I'm not going to do nothing until I'm clear on what to do, is to masquerade your fear as prayer. Okay, I'm done, Temple. I'm sorry. I just wanted to open it up. But anyway, back to you. Let's stick on this prayer thing. So we're praying all the time, but you brought up just gratitude.
Wait.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's go back to that procrastination thing. Because, and I love you all so much, but I'm going to tie this into business real quick and then hop it right back out. If you are waiting for God to give you a sign to move forward with your business, He is waiting for you to make a move in your business. The sign is the vision in your spirit, or the vision in your dreams, or what wakes you up at night. He ain't say, here go the vision, now pray for me to give you a sign, because He already gave you the sign. He's waiting
Watch
on
yourself.
You to make a move forward, so that He can show you the way in your business. But some of us are stuck on, I got a dream, I don't know what to do. And God is saying, but I'm waiting for you to make a move. Why would He give you the plan if you won't take a step forward? So if that's
you know what?
You got a business and you waiting for God to give you a sign. Here's the sign. Move forward. And He'll show you the way. Or the universe will show you the way. Maybe it's not God for you. Whatever it is, move forward.
Adonia just put in chat, so it's action prayer. That's a powerful question.
Are we saying action is prayer? I'm saying, and this doesn't necessarily mean I'm right, I'm saying action is faith and movement. It's your faith moving. You can pray, but you got to move.
That's right. Every great teacher that has ever graced planet Earth has said, move before you're ready. Therefore, I would absolutely say prayer is action. Absolutely. At least one form of it is. Or at least the highest form of it is. In the Christian scriptures, now we see your hand up, Grace. It says, don't tell your brother, I'll pray for you to get some water. Give him water. Right? That's action. Okay? The highest form of prayer, at least on this call, I would definitely say it's action. Grace, won't you throw Tempest that question you got?
I asked my dad years ago, I can't remember if I was a teenager in college or something, but I said, Dad, how do you know when God wants you to do something? And he said, well, you ask him if this is what you want, if he wants you to do it, and then you go do it. And then if it works out, then that's what he wanted you to do. If it didn't work out, then that ain't what he wanted you to do. You need something else he wanted you to do. But when y'all were talking, that came from the back of my head back to the forefront of my head. So thank y'all for that.
You're very welcome. I got so much to say, but Simpsons is shining right now. You look so bronze. You're just well put together today. Look at you. I picked out those glasses.
Thanks to Houston heat.
Well, yes, Houston has plenty of heat since the cowboy days and before the colonial period. I had to sweeten that up for the colonial period. It's been hot in Houston for a long time. As a matter of fact, the Ice Age never touched Houston. That never happened. That's historicity. According to mainstream science, ice caps never came down to Texas, okay, before it was named Texas. We ain't never got no. It's hot down here for sure. Good stuff. yourself. Are you done with prayer? Did you riffing it up? Okay, I'm gonna give you one more question about prayer.
Wait a minute, I got something to say.
Uh-oh, go ahead.
Being I'm one of the older people on this call, and I was listening to this exchange going on, and my brain reflected back. One was, pray without ceasing. The other one is, your ways are not my ways, and your thoughts are not my thoughts.
Ooh, watch yourself, Jerome.
Yeah, I just a couple of scriptures I'm trying to tie them together here. And I said to myself, I said, Jerome, when you was out making decisions that were unprofitable or didn't get you anywhere, you wasn't checking with God on that. You did that. Hello. So I like that part about, you know, we're going to run to pray to God before we move. No, when you was out there doing what you want, check with God. So check yourself. So you're right. Some of us use prayer as fear, as procrastination, not to do what God has already called us to do. So I ain't got no problem with that. But what I also thought to myself, I said, Rome, you have been conditioned from when you was a child in the church and in business with some mess, okay? And based on that mess that you've been conditioned with, that's what you've been acting on and moving forward in, and you was doing all right. You know, you broke the mold a little bit, and you didn't get locked up, and you know, and you didn't run with them drug deals. You know, you did all right. But then I said to myself, when I was younger, I believe there's so much more out there that I desire and want, but I didn't have that information within me. So I realize now that I've been messing around with you for about a little over a year, and I have Antonio, and things are very, very different. Now, I believe through divine intervention, somebody bigger than me brought you into my life and brought HSB into my life. And I ain't gonna take credit for that, okay? But I'm gonna give that to him, but he don't want me sitting around on my hands eating bonbons, watching television, saying, well, you know, being Antonio and ATSB so smart, I ain't got to worry about my prosperity going to come. There's still action and work that's got to be done. And I believe that the higher power that brought me into the situation wants me to pay attention and learn so that what I desired when I was a little boy will come to pass. And I'm learning more about business and I'm learning more about God. But guess what? I ain't sitting around with my thumb up my butt saying, oh, it's going to be all right. Let me pray and wait on it. I just want to share that number. Shut up.
No, that was good stuff, man. That was good stuff. Reminding me of be faithful over the few. I'll make you rulers over many. But don't mind me, though. Tapis, you were about to say something about some prayer? Or was I about to ask you a question about it? I was about to ask you a question about it. Good. Controversial question ensues. Okay. Tempest or difficult to swallow question maybe ensues. Not too much controversial. Does prayer really work? Is it real?
Yes. That's the answer.
I agree. Yes. I'm just asking the question. I agree. I'm just asking. I'm not that much of a heathen. I'm not that much
okay,
of a heathen.
Okay, let me go back. Because somebody will say, well, I prayed for X, Y, and Z, and X, Y, and Z didn't happen, so prayer That's must right. not work. What if X, Y, and Z wasn't the path for you? What if you prayed in a low vibration?
And okay, that's
God
what
of the
I like.
Had a,
yeah.
had a different, had a higher calling for you. So he had to put you through some stuff to build you up. So maybe it wasn't a. I can't say prayer doesn't work. I can say we don't always pray in the highest vibration.
And that I like. I like that a lot because the truth is, God always says yes. We've taught you. I don't want to do that. Just know that people like me have taught you that things can be taken away from you or denied you. But that's just simply not true. What the realistic thing is, you're just vibrating wrong. You have two minds. I'll show you your two minds. If you've seen me do this before, it's still going to happen to you. Okay, everybody lean in. Let me take off my glasses so my screen on. Lean in, okay? You're still going to fail this test. Even if you've seen me do it before, okay? You're still going to fail this test. Let me cut my little display down real quick. Ooh, my display was bright. Wow. All right, here we go. Now I can look in with glasses. You're still going to fail this test, okay? Here we go. All of you are going to have $1 million. Nobody felt that. Nobody felt that. Nobody felt it. You're like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm good at it. In the next 30 seconds. See what just happened? See, what just happened was the real you popped out. And that's what you really pray at. That's your real vibration. That's who you really are. And that's why your prayers don't work. Okay? Because once I put a time limit on it, the real you burst out. And that's the truth. You have your thoughts, and then you have your dominant thoughts as Think and Grow Rich. And those dominant thoughts are real sneaky. Because most of you are practice people. You're practice Christian. You have these practice behaviors. But if I walk up on you and slap you and don't tell you nothing about it, I know you respect me. Adonia don't look like she fight nobody. But if I just run up on her and just smack, real Adonia is coming out. Do you understand what I'm saying? The windmill hand is coming out, right? You get it. Once I put that time limit on that $1 million, the real you popped out. That thought, wait, I don't have no time. And that's what you keep telling the universe. Don't give me money. I don't have enough time. Don't give me $1 million. I don't have enough time. Don't bless me. There's not enough time. Anyway, back to you, Tempest. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, there you go. My screen froze on this end, but go ahead and back to you. Oh, yeah, I just got kicked out of the car, but go ahead and back to you, though.
I mean, you want me to follow that?
I ain't doing that. That was your line of question. I ain't even answered the question yet. That's your stuff. I ain't did nothing. I ain't did nothing at all. I just sat here minding my own business. That's it. You the one closing. I ain't closed no big deal today. Sure did. By the way, y'all, it's about 5 years worth of teacher salaries, by the way. She did that in one day. Okay. You want to ask me some questions?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Come on. No, hold on. Oh, no, let's clap for you. No. Somebody was right. I can't see. But somebody was right.
Way to go, Sam. Thank you.
Right. Somebody's right. Let me hold $20. I know you got it. I know for sure you got it. Let me hold
$20. I may have
$20. All right. Well, you know what? It's a few people. All of us need $20. Let's go ahead and hold $20. Cool. Go ahead and run that.
Okay. Sure.
Anyway, you can ask me some questions. I think I'm ready. I think I'm gonna be a good boy.
So I want to go back up to something you made people type. I think you answered it, but I want you to go deeper into it.
Sure.
Do we even need to pray? Was the question on the table?
Yeah. Fair enough. So this is one of those answers that's a both and. If you ever learn anything from me, I would encourage all of you to be both and. Phil is right in the chat. You cannot not pray. You should always be praying, okay? You should always be praying. And that's kind of the main issue of you all when you do pray. It is because when you do pray, you pray incorrectly. You pray in poverty, you pray in a bad vibration. So your prayer has been canceled by your desperation. That's really what happens to a lot of you. Your prayer has been assassinated by your tears. Okay. And you have to rely on grace. Right? And that's while grace is excellent, right? It's not abundance. It is a form of abundance. But it is not abundance, and don't get it twisted. But anyway, so you should always be praying. Now, here is the and part. All of you should be able to understand that you already have every single thing that you need. Now, you hear this a lot. But I'm gonna try to make it more practical and see if we can stay in that practicality of the situation, okay? It ties into that manifestation thing that I had everybody write down. If you are vibrating at a frequency, it also means that that frequency also exists. I think I'm going to say it again until somebody put that in chat for me. Okay, I'm going to say it the same way I just said it. If you are vibrating at a frequency, it means that frequency already exists. Somebody put that in chat for me. I can't see what you're doing because I'm logging back in my computer after the restart. But if you are vibrating at a frequency, it means that that frequency already exists. How can you vibrate at something that does not exist? How is that possible? How can you possibly pray about something that does not already exist? Hear me, because now I just take it out of vibration and I put it into religion. I want all of you, regardless of your faith, regardless of which faith you practice, how can you possibly pray about something that doesn't already exist? Of course it already exists, because you can't think it if it doesn't. So when I asked the question, do we really even need to pray? I wasn't attempting to discount prayer. Prayer is magnificent. Prayer is the ultimate meditation. It is fantastic gratitude. Prayer is what you would desire for it to be. Prayer is all. Don't ever despise prayer. But here's the truth, Law. And Jerome, I have no idea, but now I'm coming down your street. If you panicking, you wrong. Because you already have what you're praying for. It exists. Your problem is you're blocking it. You're currently blocking it. And every Jerome on this phone call, you're blocking it. You are blocking what you're praying for. Period. Things have their designated time when they should come. That's not your business. That's all good. But we're not talking about that. While the comment in the chat, you cannot not pray from Phil, fantastically correct. At the same time, what is also correct is there is nothing in this world but abundance. There is more than enough. And you can't think of something that isn't already manifested. Last thing I'm going to break down, I'm going to pass it back to Tempest. Y'all have manifestation incorrectly. You think you have to pray about something. Watch my hands if you're on screen. If you're in Audible, I got my left hand up, which probably looks like the right hand on your screen. You can't think something, pray for something, right, that doesn't already exist. So for you, if you're looking at my hands, my prayer is on the screen, but my manifestation is off. And that's how it consciously works. But please know, I don't invent stuff. I don't have any responsibility in manifestation of stuff. I don't create stuff that way. It's already created. What I'm actually creating is it into my experience. Some of you want to make $10,000 a month. There is already a you that makes $10,000 a month. You have to call forth that experience. Quantum physics, they call that superposition. There is superposition means that there is every opportunity that exists at the same time. We know this scientifically. This is not something you can deny. We know this. Superposition says everything is in wave, a waveform. But you, Antonio, when you observe it, you collapse it to your dominant thoughts. Best way to find out what your dominant thoughts is, tell yourself, I'm going to make $1 million in the next 30 seconds. And see what the real you is actually saying. Because the real you doesn't believe you can make $1 million in 30 seconds. Bill Gates does it every day. Jeff Bezos does it every day. Beyonce does it. Rihanna is now the highest paid R&B star. She does it. Female, period. She does it. Not just R&B, all genres. She does it. Everybody does it. Elon Musk, Warren Buffett. These guys are making $1 million. This guy's making $1 million a second. So it's possible. I'm not telling you not to pray. By all means, prayer would make you better at life because prayer is ultimate thank you if you do it the way Temper said. But you don't have to manifest nothing. You create it or you manifest it into your current experience, your current timeline. You want to retire? Allow yourself to feel that retirement and call that experience of retirement into your timeline. And here's the cool thing before I get to the last question. Every great teacher has said exactly what I'm saying. What I'm telling you, not only is it not new information, catch this, everybody. I didn't say a single thing you didn't already know. Deep in you, you knew it. Your current experience blocks you from knowing what I know. Unblock yourself. Lost?
If I remember it, because I was actively listening.
Good job. Good job. That's right. See? See? That is it.
I think it had to go back to... okay. Yeah. Okay. Now it's clear. You said everything happens in its own time, right? So I have always vibrated at retiring at the age of 30. I've been saying that for like forever since I was young. What does it say? Because everything happens in its own time. What if... So since I am vibrating at that, but what if it doesn't happen at that time? Well, the time in which I say it's supposed to happen, then
yep. What? I got you. Okay. It means that the universe knew the fastest, quickest, most harmonious way for you to retire. It may not be 30. It may have been 31. It may have been most in harmony with your family, with the current climate. You may need to have enough money to retire because we have the wrong president, or someone in your community needs shelter, but they're not out. They're not tired of a homeless situation yet. Right now, you can't buy a homeless shelter at this moment. But when you're able to retire, there's 100 homeless people not tired yet. But you are connected to them. And when you're ready, when the universe, when you're ready, they'll also be ready likewise. Case in point. And when Tim was going to met y'all years ago, we wasn't ready. We wasn't.
And then my follow-up.
No disrespect. Yeah, go ahead.
So even, because that saying that is the case, but you should still continuously vibrate at that frequency, right?
You got doggone right, because the fastest, quickest, most harmonious situation ain't got nothing to do with you. That ain't your power. That ain't your battle. You understand what I'm saying? Your job is not to block the fastest, quickest, most harmonious way. Right? That's a whole, you know, that's like trying to control the ground of when these oranges go come out. No, that's not your, right? We got an idea, you know, we're in this season and fall is going to, yeah, but they don't ripe at the same time now, do they? And let me tell you, anybody listen to me right now that is currently panicking about your financial situation, not only are you wrong, but you're safe. You just don't know it. You just don't know that 50 years ago, your solution was already on the way. It'll make sense when it happens. When it happens, then you'll go, you know what? If this never would have, and you'll write it off as a coincidence, but it's not. Some of y'all great-great-grandfather has did something then that's about to unlock for you 2 weeks from now. Check this, my gift is about to pull out. If you don't take back over, you're going to have me talking to individuals.
I have nothing to say.
I got plenty to say. Okay. All right, here we go. Let's stick back at these. I was kind of alluding to divine connections, right? Things happened 50 years ago, and it just sprouts out today.
Hey, come on.
Yes, sir, go ahead. Well, you bring it.
I ain't scared of you. Yeah. Bring it. You got something? Bring it. Come on. Let's do this.
Well, the truth is, Tempest is an expert at this subject. So let's tag team it real quick, Tempest. Here's my struggle. I'll tell you what used to be. Thank you, Antonio. That was confirmation for me. Yeah, I like that kind of talk. Y'all unmute your mics real quick and clap for Michelle G. Let's give her that energy. Let's speed up that confirmation. All right? It's a couple of things. If I had a video playing earlier today, and at the very end, I must have tapped into something far wiser than me, because I said something, y'all, on that video I wasn't supposed to understand. I couldn't. When I heard it, I remember saying to myself, man, she should have been on this call. She should be watching. He should be watching. And then I heard myself say, no. You needed to be reminded. Because it didn't come from me. I don't know how I said it. I'm going to tell you what I said. I said, because now if you're new to meeting me, first of all, congratulations. I'm a pretty cool dude. So it's good to have me in your experience now. Thank you. Thank you very much. I have added to your experience. I'm pretty cool. So congratulations. Congratulations that you met me. But now, I'm just joking, y'all. Just joking. But, well, actually, part of me does think that just a little bit, right? Just a little bit. But anyway. I know the first, the top eight oldest religions. I know all their sacred texts. I'm going to bring up the third one real quick, which is, no, is it third? Judaism? And then. Well, third active, okay, or second active. Let's go and bring up Christianity real quick. This guy in the Old Testament, his name is Joseph. Maybe you know him. And he goes to prison. Well, I say, yeah, live it. No, listen, I'm talking about. You know. His story happens in Genesis 37. He skipped 38, but then 39 and following, all the way to 50. And his story happens. You know what? You know, I'm going to keep going. I was going to say, let me pause, but I'm going to keep going. His story happens like this here, Pam Norris. I'm still talking to you right now. He goes to prison for 2 years and doesn't consciously realize that his destiny was the palace. But he was in prison, but his destiny was the palace. Now pay attention, because you can't have Pharaoh's prison outside of Pharaoh's palace. I'm going somewhere. Walk with me, Pam Norris. This is for you.
With you. Take me.
His literal blessing of the palace was 20 to 30 feet below the palace. He was in the prison. While he was in the prison, his breakthrough was 30 feet above him. He had no idea. I stopped by here to tell some of you that while you're in prison right now, you're also directly beneath your palace. I wish I had somebody else. While it's rough right now,
I'm already there.
While it can't be paid yet, you're right under the blessing in which you won't need no more blessings. Amen. It's directly under you.
Amen.
When he became basically prime minister of Egypt, he ain't need no more blessings. You do know you can get to a certain point to where another dollar don't make a difference. Now you start focusing on your legacy, right? You understand what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, I said that at the end of the call and I was shocked. I said, wow. Why did I say that? I guess it was for y'all, right? I guess it was for y'all. The truth is, if it's rough, relax. Relax. Because you're already successful in another consciousness that you're currently blocking. If you relax, you'll stop blocking it. I just helped somebody. I can feel it. I can feel it just dropping.
That was for me, Reverend. Thank you.
That was for you. All right. Okay. I felt that.
Stevie Wonder said, "Don't you worry about a thing, Mama, because I'll be standing on your side when they check it out."
Boom. There it is. All right, go ahead, Ken.
All right, I got
and
one for
I
you.
I think I saw somebody else. Had. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so you vibrate. You can see some things that it's transpiring, whatever you had wanted. What if there's multiple things that are thrown at you at once that are deemed opportunities? There you go. How do you know? And I already know the answer because I've already vibrated, but I'm just kind of asking this because I think that as I've seen over time in my life, when I vibrate for something that I want and it's actually transpiring, usually there'll be what I would deem kind of distractions coming. So how do you sort of sift through all that in your perspective to make sure you're choosing the right path?
In fairness to you, Kim, I'm going to bow out this question. There is one more qualified, because she's just mastered it, and it's going to come off far better than what I'm going to tell you. I'm obviously talking about you, Tibbs.
So, I heard Oprah in an interview say that there's no wrong path, just choices that lead you, I'm paraphrasing, but choices that lead you basically a longer way to get back to the past. I'm going to say that if you choose a distraction, the distraction will eventually put you on the path that you're supposed to be on. Because I've learned, this is my experience, I ain't putting me on nobody, but I learned that when I chose distractions, there was a lesson over there in the distraction for me to prep me for the journey. I had to go left when I should have went right, because left had a lesson for me, and had I not went left, I would have not learned the lesson. I would have went right, and I would have messed up the opportunity because I chose, you know what I'm trying to say? I didn't learn the lesson. So yes, there are distractions, and yes, there are people who will come into your life to knock you off course, but you have I had to learn to ask myself, what's the lesson for me here? It's not for me to get mad at them or to belittle them or to get frustrated with myself because things are going longer than I imagined. It's why, out of all of the options, was I put on this choice? Why did I choose this? What's in it for me? And when you when you empty yourself and not try to fix it yourself, the answers will be revealed to you. But as long as I was on the wrong path, trying to figure out how to get to the right path, I stayed on the wrong path longer than necessary because I was worried about how. How am I going to do X, Y, and Z? Or how is my business going to blow up? Instead of just allowing it to be. As soon, I promise y'all, and Antonio keeps talking about this deal, as soon as I stop telling God how to do it for me, he did it for me. But as long as I was saying, how, God, you got to bless me like this, and I need it to pop up like this, and it needs to be this color, it needs to come through this account, and it needs to happen by this day, nothing happened. But when I stopped telling God how to do God, and I did me, which is step back, the way was shown. See, doors started opening for me, but I had to stop, Liddell, I had to stop telling God how to bless me out of the mess that I put myself in, or how to make my dreams or my blessings manifest in a way that I know, oh, if you do it like this, then I know it's you. I can't control God. I can't control the universe. As long as I was controlling and had my hands on it, and reading, y'all, come on, y'all. I was reading on my wall, God, you're going to do this, this, and this, and it's going to look like this, and it's going to happen on this day with this amount of money at this place at this time. And every day I said that, and God never did anything because I was doing God's job. Oh. But the moment I took my hands off of the journey, off of the house, and just let myself be, let myself learn the lesson, things start happening. Yes, I got into a car accident, but I had to learn that the car accident was part of the purpose. I had to learn that the car accident, me and Antonio had an hour conversation this morning about this. I had to learn that the car accident had to happen to wash some things away. Because I was asking for things and I was praying about some stuff, but I had my hands on everything that I was asking for. And God had to come in and knock some sense to me and say, are you ready to listen to me now? Are you ready to depend upon me now? Because your way got you here. Now I'm going to take you to the next level. But I had to let go. I had to stop telling the universe, here, I'm going to put these seeds into the ground, but I need these seeds to pop up right now. I need it to pop up like this. I need my potatoes to look pretty on this day so I can show it off. And that had nothing to do with it, but I had to go through those experiences in order to get to this point today. I had to go through some experiences to understand why I'm here on August 18th, 2019 at 8:57 p.m. Central Standard Time. Because had I not went through those experiences, we would not be doing this call tonight. Because I would still be looking for my breakthrough wrapped up in pretty gift wrapping paper. I like pink. I need it in a pink bowl, God. And God said, but I ain't got the bowl for you. I'm just going to give it to you. Mm. So answer the question is, stop worrying about how. If you get distracted, go on the journey because it's something there for you. And then the next time you won't get distracted by that thing.
I'm so glad. Remember I told y'all, I said, well, my number one problem, and I said, let me just be quiet. That's what I was going to say, but not as powerful and transformational as that. So I'm glad that I did not say nothing. And Phil just posted, and we know that all things work together for good. Oh, Lord. I don't want to.
Y'all better hush again.
Watch yourself. Okay, watch yourself. Watch yourself. I was trying not to growl at y'all, you know, down south in Baptist world. You can't finish that without growling at folks. You understand? Anyway, back to you, Tempest. You ready?
Hold on. Because Adonia says, Lisa Nichols talks about your breakthrough is wrapped up in sandpaper.
That's
would
fact,
you
man.
Appreciate your breakthrough if it was pretty and presented to you perfectly, or would you understand it better if you had to go through some stuff to get to it? Would you really be grateful for the breakthrough if it wrapped up the way that you asked for it? Or would you understand that God or the universe has to take you through some things so you can understand how to be grateful? I'm grateful for the things that came pretty, but I remember the things I had to struggle for. And I'm grateful that I don't have to go through those experiences anymore. I am grateful that I don't have to eat a bag of Doritos and split it with Antonio. I am grateful that I don't have to go to the store and buy two Arizona tea for 99 cents. I choose to do it now. I don't have to.
All right,
I'm done.
Well, we got a lot. I saw Susan unmute her mic. So, Susan, you can go, and then we're going to get to Michelle G. Michelle G had a hand up earlier. Go ahead, Susan.
Well, I just realized I wouldn't even be on this call if I hadn't have gone through, if we hadn't gone through what we went through the past 6 years. I wouldn't even have known you or all the other people that I now know and love and treasure. And it was trusting God. And, you know, I jumped on a plane when my mom broke her hip and never went back to Ohio. And we uprooted in an emergency situation, came to South Florida, which it's a very different world here. And adjusting to that and the struggles we went through and the time that we didn't have that we had that we were devoting to my mom and deepening of faith. I mean, I wouldn't have got through it if I hadn't just totally got committed and deep in faith and belief. And it took quite a bit. It took a while. And finding a good church and good people, but really having to just get down to the raw discovery. And then, you know, all of a sudden, the Les Brown thing appeared after praying and praying. I never would have thought we would be in this path that we're in at this time. It completely locked, got us out of alignment, but it was just through total trust and prayer and faith to just keep going no matter what. And the result is I'm here to tell it on this call with the people that I get to spend the rest of my life with. And it's amazing. It really is. I praise God every day for it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'm beautiful. Chapis, you want to add to that or respond to that? I'm not worthy. Okay. Neither of us are worthy. Michelle G., you got it. You cannot have the Garden of Eden without the Garden of Gethsemane. For this, for him.
Yeah. I just don't know how hard right now it is for me to just not just. I sent you a message and I said, it's scary to get out of my house and out of my head. When you said at the end of the month, you talked about your great grandfather setting you up. There's something that I have been thinking, considering.
Go ahead, keep it going. Let it. Oh, did she disconnect? Oh, that was her phone that just dropped. So, okay, we're going to let her come on back in. There she go. Michelle G. Okay, we'll let her back in a second. As soon as she's ready, we're going to let her talk again. Well, she had some power coming off of her. Sure did. Tempest. See what you're doing to folk out here in these streets. In these streets. I want to talk about this Garden of Gethsemane real quick. There is, I think the greatest reason, prayer has benefited me most in two different places, and I never knew it. Of course, I don't know anything until hindsight happens when it comes to prayer, right? Like, in respect to prayer, if I have to pray, I only see the end result after, right, the trial. Like, I don't know what the heck is going on. I wouldn't be praying if I know what the heck is going on. You understand what I'm saying? I know y'all y'all lives are together all the time. I know. Y'all lives are together all the time, right? But, you know, I pray for different reasons. A big part of regarding Gethsemane is, you know, you need to pray to fill yourself up alone. If you can't do this by yourself, you don't deserve to do it with people. You're actually quite unqualified. You become a terrible leader. You're the leader at home that doesn't run anything, so you overcompensate at your job and try to run everything. Right? You fill yourself up in the Garden of Gethsemane. Do that. Do that. Really do that. Really, really do that. So when it's time to go to your own disciples, you're not chopping their head off for no reason. You're giving them grace. Because the only time people need grace is when they don't deserve it. I'm not sure why we like to give people grace when they deserve it. That is crazy. That is not grace. That's favor, right? It's not even real favor. It's practice favor. Grace happens because you don't deserve it. Now, that don't mean you got to do something bad. It just means that you ain't deserve it. Here, take this grace. Take some extra. Mercy, well, that happens. That happens when your head should be knocked off. But then I give you a big old hug and say, don't worry about it. But until you go to the Garden of Gethsemane and pray all by yourself, right? That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Anywho, Michelle G, you want to come back?
Okay.
People need love the most when they deserve it the least. Now, go ahead. I won't listen. I'm Oprah. I want all those tears, okay? You go ahead and let that power out.
I don't know what happened. It kept kicking me off. Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to keep from shouting, really.
Well, go on, shout, girl. Make a good podcast.
Okay. When you was talked about great-grandfather setting you up, my great-grandfather, he set up land in Arkansas that he had purchased to where the land can never be sold. The land just, it stays within the family. It can never be sold as long as one person has one drop of that bloodline in them. Huge farmland. Huge farmland. And I've been contemplating on doing some things. Well, when you said the end of this month, I'm going there the end of this month. It's time for me to find out and to do what I need to do.
Come on now.
With everything that's going on. With the this whole farming and distribution of the marijuana thing. That's $179 million business. Just for one form. Just for one form. It is well over 10 acres of land. And you saying that just said, okay, you just got your confirmation for what you need to do. Not only that, I'll be in Dallas. As soon as I come back from Arkansas, I'm going to Dallas. And I'm finally setting up the nonprofit there in Dallas. Me trying to get to Houston in October, I refused not to be able to go. And I finally was able to get my ticket when I sit back and I kept saying, okay, God, you got to make this happen. You got to make this happen. When I stopped saying that and I sat back, and I just said, show me what I need to do. That's when I was able to get my ticket and to pay for my fee to be in Houston. So everything today, that's why I said it wasn't just for Pam. It wasn't just for Pam. I needed to hear every word that has come, because not only when I saw the title, I already knew, because I've experienced, and just going through the experiences of life, I was right there, just like Tempest said. She kept wanting it her way, in her time. And like you said, she was a microwave blessing. God don't work on our time. He works on his own. But what we got to remember is that his timing is the best timing, and it's the right time. So I thank y'all. I have no idea. Oh, my God. Y'all have no idea right now. I thank y'all. I love every last one of y'all. That's all I can.
Oh no, I like that. Do me a favor. Are you able to write something down? Can you write something down for me?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to write these two things down for me.
Okay.
It was the blood that built my legacy.
It was the blood.
That's right. That's right. It was the blood that built my legacy.
You said, okay.
It was the blood that built my legacy.
Yes.
Woo! Subtitle.
Oh, you subtitle. Come on, man.
How I got my 179 acres.
Yes, sir.
And a mule. How I got my 179 acres and a mule. You go ahead and make that a book.
I knew where you was going.
Go ahead.
That subtitle. I knew where you were going. Mm-hmm.
That's you. That's all yours. See?
Well, Antonio, this has to do with a number of things. This has to do with timing and also the Garden of Gethsemane. You can get this on YouTube, but I'll do it for you live. I call it Selling in the Garden. It's my interpretation of Jesus trying to talk his dad out of doing this thing the next day. You ready? Hey, Dad, how you doing? Yeah, I know we have to do this thing tomorrow, but do you have a minute? This miracle stuff, we got blind people seeing. We got lame people walking. Lazarus's family, they are thrilled. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you let me hang out here for a couple more years, because a year is a day in your eyes, so I'm really asking you for a couple of days. And through your love, your light, your truth, we'll heal 10 people every morning, 10 people every afternoon, 20 people a day, 6 days a week, 2 years. You do the math. Think how many people you're spreading your love, your light, your truth. If you just give me a couple more days. The time is now. All right. So he leaves and he finds him sleeping. So he comes back to his pops. I got it. The fall. You know, everything's dying in the fall anyway. And you and I know the boys, they're not getting it. They think this is a victory of flesh, of stabbing and killing. You and I know this is a victory of spirit. This has nothing to do with the flesh. So if you give me the summer, I think I can turn him. It must be in the spring. It's going to represent a new beginning. All right. So he leaves and he finds him sleeping. So he comes back for his last shot. Pops, I got it. Monday. Nobody likes Monday. Can I have the weekend? I'm going to call it Good Friday. Oh, Dad, you thought of everything. Thy will be done.
That's really good. Oh, my God.
Now, if you put Phil Sorrentino Selling in the Garden in your YouTube search box, I've got that on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow.
One other thing, if you have a pen or a pencil or some paper handy, I think this would be a good time for you to write a couple of these ideas I'm going to give you. And this has to do with a formula in which how you deal with what you're dealing with. So at 12 o'clock, think of a clock. At 12 o'clock, I want you to write feel. At 2 o'clock, I want you to write think. At 4 o'clock, I want you to write be or believe. At 6 o'clock, I want you to write do. At 8 o'clock, I want you to write have. And at 10 o'clock, I want you to write give. So you got feel, think, be or believe, do, have, and give. And it's a formula that you can work through when you're trying to decide where you are. So when you start with feelings, your feelings, that's the thermometer of your soul. And denying your feelings is like putting a sticker over the gas gauge of your automobile and say, I'm not going to pay any attention to that. See how far that gets you. So Abraham from Esther and Jerry Hicks has what's called the emotional guidance scale, which there's a 22-point emotional guidance that you can find out where you are. So number one is joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, and appreciation. That's the highest end of the scale. Number 22 is fear, grief, depression, powerlessness, and victimhood. That's the lowest end of the scale. Let's just pick out, let's see, 16 is discouragement, 15 is blame, and 17 is anger. So you can go from blame, discouragement, and anger. But you decide where you feel and honor that feeling. Don't deny it. Just admit that you're there. Next, think. What do you think about what you feel? And that's an important question to ask yourself. then be or believe. Be is Eckhart Tolle. What can you be? And belief, as they say, a belief is a thought you just keep thinking. And then do, based on your be or belief, do, faith that works is dead. Then based on what you do, what will you have? And then once you have something, then how can you give it? Because you cannot give yourself. So that's a little visual that you can use to help you diagnose when you're in a situation. Okay, where am I in my feelings? And let's honor where I am, wherever that is. And then what do I think about my feelings? Then what do I want to be based on what I think? Then what do I want to do based on my feel, think, and being? And then when I do something, what will I have? And then what will I give? So that's just a little formula that you can use to help you work through some emotional challenges or opportunities.
Well, that was beautiful, Tempest. Phil just gave my closing thoughts. Yeah, I mean, I ain't got nothing to say. That was fantastic. Fantastic. Won't you take us home? Use the expert here.
Wow. So I was watching earlier and I didn't know that all of this would come full circle. I follow a lady called, her name is Sarah Jake Roberts. She is the youngest daughter of Bishop T.D. Jakes. And she has this, well, that doesn't matter. I'm watching a sermon of hers today called Refuse to Lose. And if you're familiar with the Christian Bible, she's talking about, it's in Matthew, I believe, but the lady whose daughter is possessed with a demon, and she goes to Jesus, and Jesus kind of tells her, he ain't got time for that. And she refuses to take no as an answer from Jesus, and basically Jesus tells her, great is your faith, or something like that. But during her message, she kept saying over and over again, you got to get to a point to where you refuse to lose, you refuse to give up, you refuse to get to your breakthrough and stop, you refuse to, you know what I mean? She kept saying that for 45 minutes. Over and over again. And I'm sitting in the bed. I mean, my face is super wet, and I didn't realize I was crying until tears started dropping on my phone. I was holding my phone. And I kept asking myself, like, why am I so emotional about this? And then Antonio and I talked, and we came up with this topic about, you know, breakthrough. Not rap, gift rap, whatever. And you have to get to a point. Well, let me talk about me. I had to get to a point where I refused to take another loss, where I refused to sit. I refused to sit or exist in another day where I'm not the highest expression of myself. Because every day that I was not the highest expression of Tempest, it was not a good day. I pretended it was. But I went to bed full when I should have went to bed empty. And it's because I portrayed giving my all. I portrayed pouring out everything I had, but I was holding back. Because I was scared of what it would look like if Tempest went full out. I was afraid of what it would look like, what it sounds like for Tempest to be who I'm destined to be. And I had to get into a car accident, y'all, and not be able to get out of my bed to realize I refuse to be here another day. I refuse to exist in a world and I'm not showing up in the world. I refuse to wake up and ask God for X, Y, and Z, but I won't move to go get X, Y, and Z. I refuse to be a business owner with all of the tools and all of the resources, but not tap into them. I refuse to lose, y'all. And if you want your breakthrough, if you really want a breakthrough, I mean, if you really want a breakthrough, because I've wanted breakthroughs before, but I wasn't willing to put in the work for the breakthrough. So if you're there, this part ain't for you. But if you are where I was and you are waiting for a breakthrough, like for real, you got to stop taking losses. You got to stop purposely losing. You got to stop playing it safe, because playing it safe got you here. And that's great. That's kind. I love God. Thank you for supplying my needs. But you also said you would give me exceedingly and abundantly. And I don't want to exist another second on this earth, in this country, with this administration, losing because someone else put a limitation on me. So I don't care where you are. I don't care what's going on. You may have $1 in your account, and you don't know how you're going to get to wherever you're trying to go. Refuse to lose and get your hands off of it and let God make a way for you. If you want your breakthrough for real, if you are tired for real, if you have cried your last tears for real, get your hands off of it and say, God, I refuse to lose. I refuse to go another second without your hands on my life. But some of y'all, I love you. You say it. You talk the talk, but you ain't really ready for it. And that's great. God bless you. I love you. And I'm praying for you. But those of you who are tired, who are sick and tired, and you say, I can't do this life another second. I can't walk like this another day. I can't suffer no more. Say, I refuse to lose, and get your hands off of it and let the breakthrough come to you. Because you controlling everything got you right here. You trying to make a way for yourself got you right here. And you can't take you to the next level with this mindset. So you got to turn it over to something greater than you. And I'm not pushing my God on you. I'm not pushing my practices on you. But I refuse, y'all. I refuse to lose when God has greater plans for me. And I think you're on this call because you refuse to lose. And you know God has something, not just for your business, but for your personal life. And stop. Stop trying to make a way. Stop looking at your bank account and getting depressed. Stop looking at the bills that are piling up and saying, I can't pay it. Of course you can't pay it. God is saying, when you gonna trust me? When you gonna turn it over to me? When you gonna use me? When are you going to trust and have faith in me like you say you do? You keep talking the talk. Now it's time for me to see if you really about that life. And I've talked the talk too long. I'm ready to live that life. I'm about that life where I am ready to give it over. Not ready to give it over. I have given it over. And the moment that I gave it over, y'all, the moment that I gave it over, God made a way. God opened doors to me that I couldn't open up for myself. For a year and a half, I prayed the same prayer every night, every morning, every afternoon. And God wouldn't do anything. But the moment I took my hands off of, the moment I told God I can't do this on my own anymore, God did it for me. So you want your breakthrough? Stop controlling it. Stop going to Walmart thinking Walmart got the breakthrough on the shelf. They ain't got it for you. Stop going to Facebook complaining about your life. Facebook can't change it for you. Stop expecting people in your life who helped you get to this point to get you to the next point. That's not where your breakthrough is. Your breakthrough is when you put your hands off of it. Your breakthrough is when you stop worrying about how it looks, how you look, how you sound, what it would look like if I, it don't matter. God said, if you want this breakthrough, you're going to have to give it all over to me. And that's it. that's all I got for y'all. I got to go to bed. My back is hurting.
Y'all heard her. Y'all heard her. Y'all heard her. I mean, she cried that out. Y'all heard her. Y'all heard her. Grace, I'm going to let you. You had your hand up. You had your hand up. If you can stay in that same vibration, you can ask your question, and I believe someone else. Just these two. Someone texted Grace and said they wanted to say something, and it's a new person. So we're going to catch that energy.
Yes, that was the reason my hand was up. However, comma. my helicopter sister said everything that's been in my brain. I have been blessed for the past 2 weeks, ever since law came to Texas last week, and when Adele came down this week. And between law and Antonio and Adele and Deanna, everything that Tiffany has just said now makes sense. And Liddell knows what I'm going through only because he's a prophet, and we're just not going to go into that. But Antonio and Deanna and Tempest knows what I have been going through for a few. Law knows a little bit, but everything she just said, and Antonio has been telling me this for a long time, and for some reason it kind of takes third-party validation. Like, okay, I got it when she said it. I got it when she said it. He's been saying it. And every time somebody else said it, it's like, man, that is what Antonio said. I do love you, my brother. I love you, my brother. And I hear, and then it listens, okay? So you, hey, this is me who didn't listen to you for 2 years for finances. So you know how we roll. But I this week, these past 2 weeks have blessed me so, and I finally get it. And Tempest, Antonio, that's my pastor said a long time ago, whenever you see a baby do this, that means they surrender and they want you to take over. So this is me with my God. I'm done with that. That whole controlling thing, I can't do it no more because it ain't worked my way. Wow. Never. So it ain't never worked my way. So, hey, it's some things that's supposed to happen tomorrow on Monday. And I'm kind of like Esther. If I perish, I perish. Hey, you know? And so it is what it is. But I am trusting in the deity of my choice for it to come to pass, for it to work out, because he's been with me since birth. So I was a preemie. I had a 50-50 chance of being here. So if he's been with me since preemie, why won't he be here with me at 39? I'm done. And then Alicia. Alicia.
Well, before we get to Alicia. Yeah, no. I wanted her to talk because she's new. But I will tell you, God has no respect of Mondays. He only cares about whatever you want to happen on Monday because you care about it.
Yes,
Alicia, won't you grace us with your voice after Tempest and Plow to feel for you?
Hello, good people. How you doing tonight?
Most excellent.
I haven't been with the university long. Actually, Monday will make a week. And I am absolutely blessed by every course I have taken, every call I have listened to, whether it went over my head or not. Just to be in your circle is amazing. What Tempest mentioned before, not being a microwave, response, I said years ago, Lord, where are the millionaires? I need to rub elbows with some millionaires. I need to get in their circle. I know everybody ain't broke. I know everybody ain't struggling. Lord, where are they? I mean, I just threw it out there and left it there. And I don't know how you guys got my information or how did I come about, but you found me. And for that, I am forever grateful. You have told me things that were so basic, but I didn't even think of. I've been an entrepreneur all my life, from drinks and shifts from penny candy to a whole t-shirt business. I have been hustling my butt off. And now I've landed an opportunity to really not live paycheck to paycheck. Be able to walk into a store and get whatever I want versus a dollar to $1,000 to $1 million home. I now have that opportunity with you guys' help. And I just say thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for your knowledge and sharing it. You know, a lot of us, you know what I mean when I say us, don't share. And for you to share and me to make a small investment into my own life, I was happy to do it. I told Grace, yeah, call me Tuesday. I couldn't even wait until Tuesday. I called her Monday morning like, yes, sign me up. Because I just could not miss this opportunity to be among like-minded people. And for Memphis, that's a hard thing when you're trying to make a way out of no way. Like-minded people are far and few between. So I know it's late. Thank you for accepting my small word, but I am thankful and I'm grateful for the opportunity.
We're glad to have you. Thank you. You will make us proud.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why you tell people about us. As Daryl coined by accident one day, it just came from his flesh and blood, did I reveal it to him. We don't sell, we serve. All right? Daryl made that up. We don't sell, we serve. That's why you should invite people. Got something to say, Daryl?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. That's why you should invite people. Y'all heard what she said. You heard what she said. We're changing lives in so many ways. Tempest, close us out.
All right. Thank you all so much for an amazing call. We are grateful for each and every one of you. And we'll see you all soon.
I want to talk to you about your goals and your dreams. What are you waiting for? You waiting for someone to dress you in success? Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Life was meant to be about laughter, joy, and abundance. There's no shortage of money, and success is your moral obligation, but you're still in a thinking mode. Haven't quite worked your way to saying yes. It's time for you to work, grind. Your business needs you to move from a walk to a run. You have been praying for this opportunity. You've been waiting for owners who will look out for your best interest and send most of the money back into the field. Well, ATS is that company. This is what you have been praying for. So now it's on you. Will you care enough about your business to actually take all the freshman level classes? Will you care enough about your business to move towards the sophomore classes and beyond? Over here, we're giving away all the information that takes you to get the 6 and 7 figures and beyond. Over here, we're not satisfied until 97% of our company is actually making money. We're not looking to get rich. We're looking to make you rich. And by default, we'll share an experience of that success with you. You will learn how to do all social media ads. Here, you will learn how to get on a sales call and convert energy into income. Here, you will learn how to code your own app for your business, set up your social media pages, and learn how to build million-dollar sales funnels. And we will give all that information to every single person who wants it. If you want to quadruple your retirement, this is the place. If you want to bring a customer into the company and have the company do most of the work for you to keep them paying you every single month, this is the place. If you want to benefit from the company's success, this is the place. If you want a company to email your customers money-making tips every single day that keeps them loyal to your downline, this is the place. You and I both know the world and how we used to make money, it has changed. You and I both know that all the tactics that you used to use to produce good results, they don't work the way they once did. How many people do you know that have not adjusted to this information age and now they are out of business? Ask yourself, how much more time do you have to waste and be out of business? Here's my advice to you. Stop passing up on opportunities because you're afraid to take another loss. Fear is the enemy of wealth, and comfort is the repellent of millions. Will you answer the call? Or will you just get excited and be like, wow, this is a great video, and do nothing? The choice is yours. Let us celebrate your retirement. Let us celebrate your millions. Let us celebrate you and break you through the glass. This is ATS, and this is your moment.
I am determined to be rich.
The middle class is not for me.
I need news that cares about me.
And not news that's gonna scare me or make me mad at another people group.
I need news without politics.
And I want news that will point me to the money.
This is the news where it happens.
The moments that change the world.
These are the stories we need.
The info that we care about.
We only give you news
that puts money in your pocket.
And the news
that gives us an advantage.
This is the work that continues.
Who we are today.
And what we can become.
Tomorrow.
That's it.
This is where news without agendas can lead us.
Your wealth matters.
This is why more perspectives
make us stronger.
And how our mission can inspire
tomorrow.
This is journalism that helps the world we live in.
This
is
Mexit News.